and replace it with home. Replace it with home unless we have to, unless there is something going on with our physically, mentally, that we need to take it for a while. But any other remedy is silence, is the inner silence. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
I did notice that at lunch today, that after I finished what I was saying, I did, you know, I made an effort again to go inside.
Yes.
Like, okay, yeah, I had to say like five sentences, but now I'm back. And then, and I noticed.
Yes, but I can make it even easier. I give you a suggestion that makes it easier. Don't even make that transition, because the transition is pulling and pulling. Just remember I, and then go for your lunch. It will remind you. It will pull you in. It will pull you in. Just have your intention that when I'm there, I don't want to forget the home. And then the home will pull you in. Then there is no pulling and pushing at that time. You just automatically go in and out. Yes.
See, sometimes if you listen, then you don't have to do as much talk.
Yes, that's right. That's
right. Like, I had a girlfriend here before, and every time I would talk, she would just look at my face.
Yes.
And then that would make me just keep going. Instead of talk.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know.
Yeah, she was teaching you. She was teaching you, look at me. You know, I can listen. Yeah. And so, any other question, guys?
What do you mean by perseverance? I mean,
Keep up your practice. You know, we are so vigilant to do daily routine in our lives, and rush with every, you know, call. But perseverance is that don't give up on your inner silence. That's the only thing that keeps everything else in balance. When we don't have it, we can move. Like you were saying, you have so many thoughts, you can calm down. Were you able to do it with the last meditation a little bit better?
It's a little easier to have something to focus on.
Yes, the heart. And remember, if you still need a point of focus, like Lane was saying, then remember the lotus, the heart chakra, and just, there is a silence, there is a quietness that goes on. No, I know what you're exactly saying. You can try take it there if that suits you. Everything that has happened to me in my life is because my attention was here. It's not pulling it down or up. There is no, the energy that I'm talking about is omnipresent. Is at all time. It is low, it is up, in between. It's like air. Okay, but when you bring your attention here, all the yogis have said that to all the self-realized people. If you read their stories, they tell you that when the attention your attention descends to the region of the heart, and I don't mean the pumping heart, and even though it doesn't really have a center, it is the universe. But in the body, this is the easiest way out, because what it does is opens up tremendous love and self-acceptance and release. And all my, the years that I was having my conscious voice guiding me, my inner teacher guiding, it was all coming from here. So, And one of the self-realized people, they asked him, they said, why the heart you emphasize so much? He said, when you put a knife here, person dies. But if you cut their head, they still can go through commotion. In other words, it's really the existence is right here, right here. Now the third eye, when you have tapped to your silence, it would already by itself rise.
Yeah.
And it goes to the throat and here and the crown chakra and all of that automatically begins, because they all, this is the engine. So when the engine works, all the other parts will come into alignment.
So yeah, I was just kind of thinking it's more like a sinking in, like,
yes,
feeling,
exactly.
Feeling.
That's it. Follow this. I promise you. Yes. Follow that, because this is the key. This is where it holds the key. And then the more you abode there, the more you see that everything else, you know without knowing. You have a knowingness. Why? Because this is aligned, the part that is knows. And you get your guidance from inside too. I've written a book from this part. So continue having a discipline, all of you, particularly you two that had that experience. Do not give up to here. Do not give up. If you give up anything in your life, do not give up this attention. Intention. What would you say? Attention? Attention. Your attention has to come here.
Huh? Could be either one.
Either one?
Or attention.
Yeah. To this. And that goes with Gordy. Keep it here. Because if you don't keep it here, your attention, it goes to a place that is unruly. And I give you an example. Ramana Maharshi, which I suggest you guys buy the book. Ramana Maharshi is a self-realized person in India. And he used to lay in a couch outside. He lived so simple, you have no idea. They made him a little ashram, and he was laying, because he was an older man by then. There was a tree right by his bed. And people would come and sit around him, and he would just sort of either sit or lay like this. And he was always silent. Very rarely he would talk, but his silence was tremendous. So one time there was a squirrel nest in that tree. And the mother squirrel had gotten killed by a rodent someplace or somehow. And this little squirrel would come out of the nest, and this old man would get up and put it back. He would sit down. No sooner that he sit down, they would come out. He would go put him back in there. He would sit down, put him. It went on for hours, and so the disciple were concerned for him, because this is, you know, this is not comfortable for an old man with arthritis to get up and sit and get up and sit. So one day they said, Ramana, why are you doing that? He said, I'm teaching you. They were too young to come out of the nest. Their nest is where their home is. Go put it back again to show you that you must stay home too. And I don't mean home in your home. Stay as much as you can in your home, which is here, so that the rodents cannot catch you until when you come out, you are the master of the rodents. You become the master of your own mind. It no longer can persuade you. You are the one that is the master of it. That's what they call it, the mastery of the mind. Mastery of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, just for a few seconds, I want you guys to get expert at that. And daily, for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 5 minutes, do it. Even if you have to do it 50 times a day. With your eyes half open, a crack open, or completely shut, bring your attention home, and let everything else go the way it goes. You're only responsible for keeping the attention home. see if we can do it with eyes, little by little, open still the intention inward toward the heart. Treasure is within your own self. It would be a pity to finish a life of up and down without having secure this treasure that we constantly carry and we are oblivious to it. It would be foolish and right down stupid to not discover your own peace and give it to others as you know the path. Namaste.